that once they go into that those roles, they understand how the business works. The best companies then retain them upon graduation or keep them after their apprenticeship. Now, if you then keep students for a long period of time, the return on the investment you've put in is massive.
What I was told is having any sort of experience before you get to that position is what's then going to set you apart, rather than necessarily the degree being the bit that sets you apart from the other applicants.
Our very first interns are still within our business. They went back to uni, they came back, and they are now senior leaders in the business.
Let's Shape the Future is back for episode 4, and today's show is centered around a really important topic for both employers and employees, which is early talent. So our guests today are Oliver Sidwell and Lindsay Rowe. Thank you both for joining me today. Did you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, so Lindsay Rowe, I work for SAP. I've been here 5 years now, and I head up the People and Programs office and had about sort of 15, sadly, probably more like 20 years in the tech space.
And I'm Ollie Sidwell, co-founder of R&P, which comes under various guises of Rate My Placement, Rate My Apprenticeship, and many early careers brands. So I started the business off the back of my placement at Loughborough University back in 2005, that placement was. And then we started the business as we graduated, and we've been doing it ever since.
Nice. So that was going to be my first sort of question, actually. So what, take me back to the start, as you say, what sort of prompted you to want to start R&P Enterprise, and what were sort of the key objectives you had from the outset?
Good question. So we were all at Loughborough, and I was on a geography and management course. Mm. So from some friends, it was like a mandatory placement. For me, it was optional. So I was just trying to work out what to do with my life, saw them all applying for placements and thought that's a really good idea to, you know, increase your work experience while you're at university. When we started looking for placements, we found it quite difficult. It wasn't that easy, certainly around Loughborough. There were either roles in Leicester or maybe as far away as Birmingham, but there wasn't too much around the rest of the UK. And it was very limited to what your placement officer had to show. So we just felt there was a bit of an information gap for young people looking for placements and internships in their second year. So by the time we'd done our placements that we finally found, we created Rate My Placement to help other students following in our footsteps, to give them much more information about all the type of placements all across the UK. And we exist today as the TripAdvisor for placements and internships, with lots of reviews and ratings all about different employers. I think there's over 2,500 employers across the UK, all rated on all the experiences, very much peer-to-peer, to help educate and inspire students following in their footsteps to learn more about the opportunities, more about the roles that they can potentially do, the working environment in certain locations, the outside of work opportunities. And it gives you that rounded feel of what the placement or internship's going to be whilst you're in the application process. So you can really make sure you can hone and tweak your approach, make sure you can leave an educated application, but also it means you can self-select yourselves out of roles that you think aren't quite going to be right for you, or, you know, if the culture doesn't seem quite right at certain businesses, you know, you won't apply there. So we found the business has really evolved from that peer-to-peer conversation to just help other students that are going through the same process we went through.
Absolutely. And as you say, it's kind of you have Glassdoor for sort of, say, full-time work, and people look at that for reviews of what it's like to work somewhere. But in terms of finding a review of what it's like to be a placement student, what it's like to be an apprentice within a business, that's so important for the individuals. And Lindsay, in terms of SAP, how important is it for them as a business to have those reviews on sites and to try and attract the sort of best talent that's out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's super important, because when I actually first got involved with the intern programme was actually off the back of seeing where we were in the leaderboard. So those reviews on R&P actually then give you an idea of how you're compared to other employers. And you mentioned there things like Glassdoor, and there's also things like Best Places to Work, and SAP have always, you know, had some great results in there. And then I looked at the kind of Rate My Placement one, and it wasn't what I was expecting at all. Because I was like, I know we have like some great interns, and I think they have a good time. And it just really got me thinking, because there's the book, and I was just kind of going through it. And so we really started to engage with Ollie and the team to actually understand, how does this really work in terms of what is an experience for a student like? And that's when we started to understand, actually, it's everything. It's not just that they get the role. It's the social parts, the culture, what people actually gain from it. So we really then started to focus on, let's make sure the experience delivers that, because then the reviews will just happen. You know, if we can make sure now, our head office in Feltham, I'm not going to lie, it's not going to be where people are going to get the best social life. And obviously, Ben, you know that probably quite well. But actually, the community that's built from a placement program brings that. And then you just choose somewhere else to kind of hang out and go in London or Richmond or around the area. So I think we just probably didn't quite understand that it is, from a Gen Z perspective, people want more. The job's just one aspect, and all of the, I guess, the benefits and pay that you'd get on placement or in a graduate environment. It's actually, I want to work with people that I get on with, and, you know, I want to work with people who have similar values. So yeah, it's, we just didn't realize how much people really care about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And from a sort of business perspective, Ollie, why do you think early talent is so important for organisations nowadays?
Another good question. A lot of the most forward-thinking employers look at young talent as the great way to firstly find the best young people out there, but also to grow them into their environment. And we've worked with so many great companies that really believe in, you know, showing students a really good time in terms of whether it's a year-long placement, whether it's a week-long insight, or, you know, a four-year apprenticeship, for example. They want students to come in, add value in terms of some entry-level roles that they're looking for, but also to access the skill sets of Gen Z and young people coming into certain roles. So whether that's digital, tech, or marketing, there's certain elements that younger people are almost better placed to going into those roles. So I think a lot of companies are really keen to access that talent. But once they go into those roles, they understand how the business works. The best companies then retain them upon graduation or keep them after their apprenticeship. Now, if you then keep students for a long period of time, the return on the investment you've put in is massive. Because when we first started in the market, we found there were lots of companies that were hiring graduates, put them through a graduate scheme where you do 4-6 month rotations in different roles. They'd get that experience and then they'd go somewhere else. So as a company, you're investing quite a lot to get a graduate in, paying them a graduate salary, train them up, and then they leave the business to go to a competitor because they've got better skills now. Now that, as a, from a resourcing perspective, makes zero sense to any CEO trying to run a business. But what does make more sense is if you can get students in that are younger than that, show them a really good time whilst they're at university. It's a almost year-long interview, certainly that the placements are, same can summer schemes be as well. And then you get sort of the two-way involvement of students will look at that and go, you know what, is this company right for me? I've learned all about the, like, say, the culture, the roles, the type of environment. They can then self-select themselves and say, you know, do I want to go back there? Maybe not. It wasn't quite for me. I'll go somewhere else. Now, that's the same decision you'd have made after being there for 2 years and having all that money spent on you, worked out over the course of a summer, potentially. But what it also does, and what we found from the best employers, is that 50% of them will take students back after their internship. So for half those students, you're finding that they do this great experience. They love their time with the employer. They then go back there because they know it's great and they enjoy it and it's right for them, so they then stay longer in the business. So we find that students going back then stay for 3, 5, 10 years and become future leaders of the business. And, you know, the return on investment from a company perspective is amazing there, because you're getting great young talent who know what they're letting themselves in for, returning to the business, staying for a longer time, adding loads of value, helping other students coming in to learn and grow within the business. It's just a real win-win in terms of not only like cost-effective resourcing, but also long-term resourcing for future success.
I don't think I could have asked for a better answer to that question. So for the listeners that don't know, I myself completed a placement year within SAP during my university degree and then came back as a graduate. So Lindsay, as the head of People and Programs Office, did you want to provide a bit of insight into the sort of SAP Early Talent Program and how it's progressed over the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when you look at, as I say, it was kind of a couple of years ago that, you know, we've had interns for over 10 years. And really to Ollie's point there about that loyalty that comes, our very first interns are still within our business. They went back to uni, they came back, and they are now senior leaders in the business. You know, it's not just a case of they've hung around for those 10 years, they've progressed into various roles. And funny enough, recently we did a kind of a little bit of a roadmap of those individuals and where they are now. And it was really interesting to see, you know, some of them have gone out onto global roles and that sort of thing. So certainly from a program perspective, and when we look at it as for resourcing, because we're quite unusual in the fact that we don't have a formal graduate program, but we absolutely use the intern program as that pipeline. And we genuinely do call it the 13-month interview, Ollie, in that respect, because it allows us to do two things. One is obviously to inspire people, to get them to think about different roles. They often don't come back in the role they were doing either. They then get the exposure and kind of know what they're good at, what they enjoy. But equally, if someone comes into the business for that year, they add tons of value, whether they come back directly to SAP or whether they go into our partner ecosystem. So we've got, I mean, globally 21,000 partners, but certainly in the UK, there's so many organizations that then are really keen to have an SAP intern. So it's not just about thinking about our resourcing. They're going into places like PwC and Capgemini and lots of others. But for me personally, I'm quite happy if someone comes on placement and realizes that it's not for them. Because it's not a case of they go, oh, after like 6 months, this isn't for me, and they just switch off. They don't. They absolutely deliver their placement, but it helps guide their final year. It helps them really focus on wanting to, you know, achieve that last, you know, their finals and all of those sorts of things. I talk about this a lot on podcasts, but we had, when I first joined, an intern that helped onboard me. He realized that, you know, business isn't necessarily going to be complete for him. It's not exactly where he wants to go. His long-term goal is to be a comedian. Now, obviously, you're going to have to work in different sectors and different bits to you know, pay the bills at first. But I'm hoping, you know, one day I'll see Zane and he'll be at the Apollo and I've got, you know, a guest pass because he knows me. But I think it gave him that understanding of what he really wants to go and do. And I think lots of people go off and do that. So yeah, for me, the program, we see it as for our pipeline of talent, but equally our pipeline of talent into the ecosystem and into our customers. You know, I know one of our interns went into a really senior role with one of our customers as well. So I think my focus now is then once people are on board, because it's the whole end to end. It's not just a case of how you attract them, but once you've attract people, you assess people and they join your business, how do you make the 13 months memorable and that they get the skills? Because it's a really tough market. Obviously, we're so glad that you're back with SAP from doing your internship. But I know that this year and the coming years, it's going to be even tougher. So we need to make sure we give people those employability skills during their time.
One thing to touch on there, so Lindsay, you're mentioning actually when they go back to university, the benefits there. So we saw some research from Aston University did this, and they found that placement students who went back in their final year performed 4% better than students that hadn't done a placement. Now, 4% may not seem massive, but actually when you realise that most degrees, you know, come out between the sort of 75% to 55%, you know, in terms of from a first down to a sort of 2-2 level. That's, I'm stereotyping massively there, but the majority do fall into that bracket. 4% becomes quite significant. And actually, if I'd have got an extra 4% on my degree, I'd have got a different different degree outcome. So I think it's one of those things where it can be such a big benefit for your final year, just not only in terms of being able to get out of bed at a normal time, to actually having that dedication, that work ethic you'd have learned, all the skills you'd have learned from working with other people from other universities at that at the company you were at as well. So your network's broader. Just that wider range of experience, I think, will massively benefit as well. So it's, we always will bang on about the benefits of placements, and you can't really stress how important they are enough for any budding placementers listening.
But it's interesting that bit there around that final year, because I really spot it, because what I love seeing is once they go back, then there is a, basically my LinkedIn in July is a really weird time. It's, we've got all of the placement students leaving, the new ones joining, and then the ones from the prior year graduating. And so there's this kind of flurry of stuff like, oh, I just, you know, got my results, I've just got my first job, I've just started placement, I'm leaving a placement. And it's like a, an emotional roller coaster almost of how, well, how to respond to all of them. But I was surprised just how much over the last few years, how many more people are getting firsts. And then I started to realize, actually, they've done placements. It must make a difference to, not everyone does, and there's loads of different factors as part of it. I've definitely seen that you know, the students coming out, and then they're kind of commenting on their friends where it's clear they haven't done a placement, and you can see the, you know, just arbitrary kind of stats around it. So yeah, no, it's super interesting.
You talk about benefits, and obviously RMP Enterprise isn't necessarily just about placement years. You have apprenticeships, work experience, sort of short-term summer schemes, etc., etc. Generally, why is it so important that young people take advantage of these schemes from the earliest point possible?
I think it's that leg up you get from the wider experience, and I think for some degrees you don't need to. Like for some degrees, there's either elements of employability and work experience embedded within your degree. So something like if you're a medic, you know, you're kind of going into industry during your degree, and you spend 6 years almost like doing quite a lot of work experience, because it's already embedded. You don't really have to find it as such, because it's already part of the program and the curriculum. Whereas there's some courses that it's really not a major part of. And I reflect on my experiences in geography. You know, if you think, what is my graduate opportunities coming out as a graduate, as a geography student? You're sort of few and far between in terms of environmental science. So even though I followed what I really enjoyed at school to do that at university, I really had to find a role or some sort of industry that was going to take me from being a student to actually then having a graduate job into the future. So searching for any kind of work experience that works for you is only going to give you that wider experience and help you understand what it's going to, you know, what do you want to, how do you want to get paid in the future? You know, what, where are you going to start your career? And many people don't have a straight line career. They don't suddenly go into one role and stick in that for 50 years. You know, I think that's gone. I think a lot of our forefathers did that. But I think now it's all about trying and seeing what really works for you. And again, coming back to my placement, I did, I was a channel marketing assistant at Bosch in Uxbridge. Did I enjoy it? Not really. Like, my role really wasn't great, but I learned loads on it and I had a wonderful time in that business. But it really helped me understand what I didn't want to do, which is just as important as finding out what you do want to do, because then when I did graduate, I went into a very different role. And when we set up R&P, I knew which elements were going to be my strengths and which areas I wasn't going to be best suited to.
What someone said to me a couple of years ago was, as you say, with certain degrees, having a degree sort of just puts you on par with all of the other applicants that go for certain positions, bar things like medics and stuff like that. But with a lot of people will come out with, for example, I've got an engineering degree or business degrees or anything like that. And all of the applicants that companies are going to have are going to have a degree on them, a 2-1, a first or anything. So what I was told was having any sort of experience before you get to that position is what's then going to set you apart, rather than necessarily the degree being the bit that sets you apart from the other applicants.
Yeah.
So in terms of the current situation, so obviously we live in a sort of virtual world at the moment. And Lindsay, I know that SAP's current placement cohort have been onboarded virtually and are still working remotely, mostly. Are they still able to contribute to the business? The reason I ask is I know that there's probably a lot of individuals out there thinking, what's the point in going for these schemes if I'm not actually going to benefit from them or impact the business at all?
Yeah, it's been quite interesting, actually, because we were worried about what's it actually going to be like. And there's parts of the virtual piece that we definitely want to keep, you know, whatever the future looks like, because actually, I think teams have been like super aware. So managers and supporting teams have thought, you know, gosh, this is going to be a really difficult way to join the business. So they've actually kind of doubled up on the efforts to make sure that people are included. And I think because everyone learns at different paces. And so having that opportunity to learn about your role and learn about the business in the kind of safety and comfort of your own home is actually meaning they are way further ahead than I've seen in previous years. So we've only been able to really reflect on that in the last 3 months because you need them to join and all of the different things. But I've been massively surprised by what people are getting involved in. One intern had a call with me yesterday and I said, oh, you know, how's it going? And when she started listing off the things, I'm like, whoa, how in 3 months have you got to be doing all of that stuff? I don't know if there's enough hours in the day. I think as well, you've got a lot of pressure when you join a placement because you're joining, it's almost like Freshers Week again, I assume. I don't know for sure, not quite as maybe raucous, but you've got all of the, you've got to move, a lot of people will move house to do a placement. You've then got the fact that they will then join a new community, live together. There's all these real social pressures and it's often people thinking, oh, well, that person's like the most extroverted and loudest, therefore I need to sort of match up to that. Whereas what we've found is that by them joining virtually, it's kind of created a real level playing field for them to just spend the time and learn at different paces. Don't get me wrong, they obviously massively miss the opportunity to see each other, but the little cohorts have been doing virtual stuff together and a few have been able to meet up in the offices in a social distance way. So yeah, weirdly, I feel like it might be a better way or certainly a hybrid going forward in that environment.
I mean, the placement students that I've spoken to have echoed that. I think there's it was sort of a bit there was a lot of apprehension going into it because obviously it had not been done before in terms of virtual placement or stuff like that. So I think now that they've been in there a couple of months, the feedback I've had is they've sort of, although they may want to go into the office a little bit, they're enjoying their placement as much as they think they would if this situation wasn't around. So just to sort of finish up, if you were to give one piece of advice to employers and one piece of advice to any individuals looking at these sorts of schemes, what would they be?
Mm-hmm. I think, so I do get asked this question quite often and I sometimes change it depending on, you know, each time we're, every day, like even yesterday, we're experiencing new things and getting different perspectives on it. I think for an employer, it's just a case of, if you can, then do it. Whatever size program, even if it's you're dipping your toe in, it's like you're a small business and it's one intern, or you're a large business and it's larger, and whether it's like a summer internship or something smaller, something longer, just kind of do it, and don't worry too much about you know, how it needs to work out, because the students will massively surprise you in what they're capable of. So that would be my main tip, is if you think you've got the funding or the ability or you're thinking about it, and that's not just internships. I'd say you know, we're currently starting our journey into apprenticeships, which is, you know, almost triply exciting for me, just on the fact that we can then actually cover people that didn't go to university, because I didn't go to university and I want people to know that they've got different routes into a business. And then for students, my main bit of advice is whatever choice you make, whether that's go to university or do a degree apprenticeship or go straight into the world of work, whatever you choose to do, it will work out. And you'll have, as Ollie said, there's loads of different paths that you'll go along. And as long as you've got that kind of that energy and hardworking ethic, everything else we can teach, we can coach, and everything will be like, fine. I know that sounds like a bit soft, but I think there's just so much pressure when you're 18 or you're 21 and everyone's telling you, you must do this, you must do that. And you make sure you've got all of this work experience and just basically achieve everything and learn another language and make sure you've got a cool hobby. And it's a lot of pressure. It will work out. It might not be when you're 18 that it works out. But that certainly was the path for me.
There's a lot of comparing, isn't there? Throughout school, you're compared against your peers in terms of your exam results and where you finished in your class, and then you go to university and again you're compared against each other. So I think it's quite natural for young people to feel that pressure of how are you getting on. So yeah, I think from a student perspective, I'd say whatever experience you can get, just get it. Like, you don't have to get a formal placement scheme with SAP. You know, if you can't get that, there's plenty of other opportunities out there, whether it's, you know, working part-time in a restaurant, whether it's cleaning cars, setting up your own car cleaning business. Like, everything has got its own skills that you learn, whether it's technical skills, whether it's people skills. I think trying to be dynamic, trying to make your way in life, you'll find that so many of the world's biggest and best entrepreneurs just scrapped and they just did something, they made their way, they learned a lot, they transformed stuff pretty quickly and learned really fast. And then they sort of found their way in life. So from a student perspective, I'd say really throw yourself at the job market and see what you can try and find and get and learn, and what networks you can build professionally as well. And from an employer perspective, obviously echo everything that Lindsay said. I'd add to that in terms of the just thinking long term. So if you look at, say, an internship or a placement program or an apprenticeship program, the return you see from that isn't always the next week or the next month. So to talk that through, you get a student in their second year, you give them a good year experience, you then lose them for a year, right? They go back to university, then they may or may not come back to you. So hopefully 50% of them will come back, but 50%, you know, by law of averages, don't. So you're investing a year's worth of time into people that may not come back to you. Those that do come back 2 years after they first joined. And then you have to keep training them and get them to a point where they're going to be an efficient and effective person. And the challenge with a lot of certainly smaller companies will try and just get people in straight away to deliver a project tomorrow, which you can understand. The long-term benefit in terms of bringing young people in is you've got to think, you know, 3 to 5 years out. You've got to put a lot of time and effort and training and upskilling to get these people on board with the culture, the environment, the skill sets. Once you get through those first 3 to 5 years, you'll then start seeing the return. And because you've then got it set up, you'll start seeing that return every year from then on. So it's a three-year investment, basically, minimum, to try and start seeing the resource, the cost effectiveness, the value in terms of people staying longer. It just doesn't happen straight away.
And as you say, although it is a long-term investment, it's such a beneficial investment for both the individual and the employer. So just to round off, so if anyone wants to find out some more information about yourselves or RMP Enterprise or SAP's early talent program, where's the best place for them to do so?
Yeah, you can check out both ratemyplacement.co.uk or ratemyapprenticeship.co.uk. There are platforms to help young people find their careers. Welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn as well. Oliver Sidwell, happily help.
Yeah, and for SAP, from a placement perspective, all of our placements are available on Rate My Placement. So I'd echo go there, because not only will you get to see about SAP, but you'll get to see about all of the types of placements that are available. And equally, you get to hear about what the students' experiences were like. But again, please connect with me on LinkedIn. So Lindsay Rowe, I'm always happy to give people advice and some tips on which route to go. So, yeah.
Thanks both. I think from the whole episode, there's a lot of insights that both employers and prospective employees can take from what you said. So I really appreciate you joining me, and I will look forward to connecting with you soon.
Nice one. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks both.
Thanks, Ben.
Take care. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Let's Shape the Future. If you enjoyed listening, please leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and subscribe for upcoming episodes. Next week, we've got a chat with Dean Furness about overcoming challenges. So great chat for you to look forward to.